Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Music, there's the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Fremp.
Fremp. Nate Frickson, Allison Clem. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
This is the best union since Peaches and Herb. Peach and Herb, they should have got in de-united because you guys are reunited. Mm-hmm. No, you are united as an awesome force.
Yeah.
Two hilarious comedians who decided to marry each other or are going to get married.
Yes.
And they are friends of ours. And we're so glad to have you back on the show. Nate, Allison, this is your first time on the show, correct?
Yeah, first time.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nate, did we first meet in Madison and then went to the cabin?
That was our.
So you, within 24 hours of knowing me, you were at my cabin.
You were in his childhood.
That is.
It's kind of like a Freddy Krueger thing in that way. And then I just like immediately jump into the depths.
But
of
you were
psyche,
in. I mean, there's no wonder you became like a lifelong friend, because if you're at my cabin within 24 hours and you don't hate me, like you're in. Like
you made
you're
it.
In.
It is an honor. It was an honor then. It's an honor now.
It's so many great moments. We've had so many great moments on the road. I'm thinking of a moment that the four of us had together, Allison, Nate, me, and Jay, when in San Francisco, we went to our buddy Derek Lipkin's friend's office party in Sausalito, where it was like an office party / karaoke, and the two of you guys got up on the mic, and you were so much fun together. It was so much fun to watch you. I was like, oh, these people are getting married. We on a boat.
It was a pleasure cruise.
It was a delight and an evening that involved so many things that are not legal anymore.
No.
Travel, karaoke.
I mean,
all days,
yeah.
On a boat.
I know.
Random people.
Strangers.
Random people.
High fives.
Sausalito
fucking
got
strangers.
Sausalito got canceled.
Sausalito was. It was just completely. It was excised from America.
It was,
they took it out.
They canceled it.
They're canceled.
They got rid of it. Well, we
put
believe
them on a barge with Dr. Seuss's books.
That's right. Just a couple of them, guys.
Just six.
And by the way, it was Dr. Seuss's estate that canceled Sausalito as well. So give credit where credit is due. So I have a question for you guys, because you live in New York. You guys live in Bushwick. And I don't think people realize how many dumb people there are living in New York. People think, all right, New York, it's very,
very cosmopolitan. Everyone's so smart.
No, like, there are so many dumb people there. Do you think the dumb people are multiplying in New York?
Well, I think it's, yeah. I mean, odds are just because of being stuck inside for a year. You know, there's nothing, you know, there's all these people. Think about like every awful relationship. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't have continued, right? Yeah, like
don't
this,
point
you know?
To each other. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, hey, come on. No, but they're yeah.
You ask our neighbors.
You should ask. You were pointing through Nate to your neighbors. Oh, I get it. I get it. No, but that is true. Like, look, there's a lot of people who are like, dumb people don't care. They're just like, let's just make lots of babies. Like, they don't.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, they don't like map
there
it
out. There is a lot of let's see what happens with dumb people.
Yeah.
And
we'll see what happens.
When I first moved to this apartment, my across the hall neighbors were like, they would just like acquire. It was like a sitcom in that they would just acquire characters throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a couple.
Right.
And then I think she got the kids from someone else. Mm-hmm. So then she had three kids. Mm-hmm. Then they got a pit bull. Mm-hmm. And then they at one point started running a generator from the hallway, like the hallway plug was powering their entire place. So their door never closed. And you would just hear, you just hear like sounds.
Loud. Can I give you the title of the sitcom for the thing across the hall? And Pitbull makes six. And it stars, it actually stars Pitbull, the rapper. He's in it. No, he voices the dog.
He voices the dog.
Pitbull.
Yeah.
He voices the dog. the pit bull goes all around the world, of course.
All around. Of course.
Worldwide. All right.
So let's get into a dumb story because we have one right
ready?
Here. And I'm so happy you guys are
here. Here we go. This was sent in by Alvin Catabay at acatabay 36.
And you know it's Easter, that season.
It's Easter coming up. You get that Catabay egg.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Every
time. Catabay. The kind you. Okay. This comes from Sandy, Oregon. Although there's a rumor that they were saying like Portland as well. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll read you the headline.
We've had many great nights, the four of us in Portland.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Drunken driver backs into Clackamas County patrol vehicle.
I mean,
Clackamas,
which feels County. Good to say. Isn't it?
That sounds fun.
Right. Clackamas sounds like a band that owned, like, that this band saved the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, the right. Clackamas. Right.
The Clackamas Seven.
Clackamas County. Was my favorite dinosaur.
It was. It's a great dinosaur.
It had a nose like a trombone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ska dinosaur.
Yeah. Clackamas County also sounds like a regional rapper.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of references you won't get, but the beats, my goodness, the beats.
It's a lot of local Seattle references. Mm-hmm. Dicks, the hamburgers.
What?
The people over the stairs. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you to be so drunk that you back into a patrol car.
Right.
That's yeah. you know yeah. that
you're at a level.
Yeah.
A Clackamas
yeah,
County
that's tough
deputy.
To argue in front of the judge.
Right.
100%.
I wasn't even that drunk.
You kind of were.
Well, are you sure he wasn't going
me.
Forward?
That's entrapment. That is real entrapment.
A Clackamas County deputy was on his way to a welfare check in government camp. Also, I'll just tell you, spoiler alert, they never get to this welfare check.
No.
So who knows what that person needed or who they were supposed to check on. They never made it.
And that's my issue with welfare.
Okay.
With welfare. That welfare. The cops just want that welfare check. They don't want to work for anything. They just want to go get that welfare check.
These queens, let me tell you. These cops, these welfare queens. Yeah.
He was on his way to a welfare check in government camp when he saw a speeding Volkswagen Jetta rapidly approaching from behind near Sandy. The deputy pulled his marked patrol car to the right to see if the Jetta would pass him. The suspect did drive by at speeds estimated between 80 and 90 miles per hour, according to the deputy.
I didn't know Jettas could go that fast. You know where that Jetta was coming from? 1998.
Thank
you. That's an old car. That's an old car is what that is.
You don't know how right you are. The deputy activated his
silver Jetta that's kind of dinged up in the back. That's
yes. Remember, you don't see many like Volkswagen hatchbacks, but I felt for a long time.
The Golf.
The Rabbit. Golf. The Golf. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was your like
Golf
city car.
Too.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Nate, what was your Detroit car? What did you drive around?
I mean, we were a contrarian family. Oh. We had a Subaru Forester.
What?
Wow.
And, I can't believe they didn't kick you out of West Bloomfield.
We had a Toyota Sienna.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys were against the grain.
My dad has a 57 Chevy. So
okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It averages Chevy out. It
anytime
averages
people out. Complain, you're like, all right, he's taking out the 50s.
He's got this in the garage annoying the shit out of my mom. So that has to count for something.
What,
right?
I mean, what does your mom wish she could put in the garage that is taking up the space of?
I mean, I guess like everything in the basement probably, but it's just like it's just like a series of evicting all the stuff.
That's, yeah, for sure.
That is your parents from here on out. It's like, we got to get rid of all the stuff in the basement.
Just get rid of it.
Where are you going to put it? In the garage. We got to get rid of everything out of the garage. Where are you going to put it? I don't know. Put it back down in the basement.
On the street.
On the street. Then it's out.
Got to get rid of it. Take it down to the other.
All right. So the deputy pulled over to the right lane. The guy goes flying past him at 80, 90 miles per hour. The deputy activated his emergency lights and pulled over the suspect.
Sure.
As the deputy walked towards the driver, the deputy called out for the suspect to turn off his car. Instead, the deputy said that the Jetta rolled backwards about 25 feet and hit the front of his patrol car.
25
That's
feet?
Long enough to That's have a conversation. Like, yeah. Wow, hey, whoa,
hey,
whoa,
hey,
whoa,
hey, 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 hey.
What?
What?
I don't know. I don't know how this thing works. Right. I don't have
get stuck.
I only know how to go forward. I don't
get in here and help me, sir. Are you really doing
undo like, these miles?
Yes, he's trying to undo it. Okay. He's going backwards. Yeah. He's also like, that's long enough to have like a full on like rhetorical question. What are you doing? Are you doing this? Mm-hmm.
Are
this
we, is I what guess you're doing, we're doing tonight? This.
Yeah.
Do you see my car's there? Do you
I know you. We don't know each other. It's a full on.
Yeah.
The deputy hits, so he rolls back 25 feet, hits the front of the patrol car. The deputy reported smelling alcohol coming from inside the car. Mm. He also stated there was an open can of Busch Light in the suspect's cup holder.
Yeah.
You don't care. If you've got Busch Light, first of all, usually
Dan,
if you care. If you're drinking Busch Light, period, you don't care.
No, that's you care about your calorie intake. Yes. If you're drinking Busch Light.
Busch Light.
Busch Light.
That's true. I was huge into fitness in college. That
yeah, that's why.
Busch Light.
A lot of Busch Light.
I mean, you're spending all the time behind the wheel. It means you're not getting enough exercise. Mm-hmm. So you got to cut the calories.
You're not getting your steps in.
You got to fit the beer drinking in at some point. Why not do it when you're driving on the highway?
He's doing curls.
I will admit this. The Van Kirk family reunion. Every year we get a keg, and every year it's Busch Light.
Busch Light. Dan, is it smooth? Can it be something else?
No, Uncle Ken picks
Michelob
it.
Ultra.
Uncle Ken wants Busch Light.
Right. Wants Busch Light. I get. Yeah.
Does he have like a Busch Light connection?
No, nope. That's just his. Like that's his beer choice. He's the inside guy.
Dan, I can't argue with him because I like Domino's pizza, and I will.
But by accident, we know what we're getting, and we like it.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe it started as an accident for him.
Well, Busch Light usually does.
Right? Busch Light starts as an accident. And then it causes many accidents.
There's a lot of
many
proven by this story.
There's a lot of kids that started as an accident because of Busch Light. The deputy asked the suspect why he let his car roll backward into the patrol vehicle. That has to be rhetorical. Mm-hmm. The suspect, ready for this? Jeffrey Dwayne Cannon. Ugh. Yes, how is JDC.
How is this not a middling comic?
Dwayne Cannon.
I picture like the Dwayne is in like quotations.
That's right.
Also,
Jeffrey Dwayne.
Yeah, and he opens the show and sells his merch from the stage.
Yes, everything right. From the stage. Before we get out of here,
right?
Who was the guy ran in Dallas? That guy.
I had a guy in Chicago. The opener was brought his merch up and sold it from the stage.
Nope,
and then would position himself before the exit of the showroom so that people would go buy his merch before they came by mine. And the first two nights, I was like, don't do this.
You let it go two nights?
And then, well, the first night was no. Then the second night was he did it again. And then by the third night, I realized the club and him gave no shits about what I thought. And all I was going to do was just keep fighting people every night. Right. So I was like, whatever.
Forget it. So we had a guy who had his catchphrase was what?
Titties.
Yeah. Titties. Something about titties.
I mean, that's it's popular.
Timeless.
It's good. So it's
relatable.
It is relatable.
It is relatable.
Stick around.
It's a little too political for me, but it's fine. So, hey, we don't like to pick a side, okay?
Hey, look, I didn't come to this show to think, all right? Right.
So he had these shirts where, like, I think you lifted up flaps and you could see breasts or something.
Whatever.
It was some kind of show like that. And he asked us if he could sell them. He started off by bragging about how many he had sold the night before. He's like, I sold 50 shirts last night. He started going off. Had he not said that, we wouldn't have said anything. So then he said, hey, so can I sell these things after the show? And we were like,
without looking at each other, without even checking each other, we're like,
no.
No,
not tonight. And he was like,
you sold 50 the other night.
Yeah, you had a great night the other night.
Congratulations.
We're like, we need to sell our stuff because, and we went into a long explanation of how we split the money.
Which you didn't need to do.
Did not need to do. We just said no. And so then he does an extra like 20 minutes on his set because he's so mad.
He showed you.
He showed us.
Yeah.
And showed us his
titties. If I can't sell merch, I'm selling material.
Yep. And then we sold a lot of merch and we were grateful that he didn't sell one thing. At least he listened.
That's so true.
Car rolls back.
I really want to see the tech on this shirt.
I do
like,
too.
I can't stop thinking about the like. All
you guys,
the
did you guys buy one?
No, he was a comedian. I'm trying to find him. He was a comedian who was also on American Ninja Warrior, which he shared with us.
We're like, how funny were you on that?
Did you just climb the rings in a funny way?
So anyway.
He fell in a funny way.
Yeah. The suspect. Jeffrey Dwayne Cannon.
Everyone falls in a funny way.
Oh, here's our guy in Portland. Wow. So the suspect, Jeffrey Dwayne Cannon of Portland, repeatedly looked confused and then looked back saying, I didn't know what happened, according to the sheriff's office.
I didn't know what happened.
Another Dumb People Town shirt.
I didn't know what happened.
I didn't.
No, well, that's important.
Yes.
Because you never want to admit to anything to a police officer because that can actually, you know, count against you in court.
Yeah, that is so, very true. That is very true.
You got to claim the fifth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Your car just hit my car. If you say that's what happened, what you're saying happened.
I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't even here.
I don't know what happened. I didn't know what happened in the moment is great. It's like a Schrodinger's alibi, you know? Yes. What is a crime?
Immediately going to past tense. Yeah. I didn't know what's
like. It's happening.
The car is still
happening right now.
You haven't hit the other car yet.
I didn't know what happened.
I had not been aware. I had not been notified.
I didn't know what you said is now happening then. Like, huh? So
yeah. What?
Yeah.
He's bending time.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. How old is Jeffrey D. Wayne? And we're only halfway through the story, but we're going to take a break after this part. How old is Jeffrey D. Wayne Cannon? And guess what? There are times when this works. I'm going to show you the photo first.
Okay. Let's see it. Okay. All right. Look up on your screen. Oh, God.
Jesus. Now, you don't know. He could be a Florida 23.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'll give you a freebie and tell you he's not 23, but okay, I will not tell you how close he is or is not.
Allison, Nate, what do you guys think? You can have separate answers, by the way. You don't have to come to a consensus.
That's your Jeffrey D. Wayne Cannon.
Well, we wouldn't.
JDC.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 34.
34 okay. years
that's
old.
That's a good call. Allison.
Okay, that's a good guess. I'm going to go 42.
42
he,
years
he
old.
He looks like Jim Furyk if Jim Furyk did a lot more meth than he currently is doing. than he's currently doing. I'm going to say 48. If you told me straight up this is James Taylor's son, I'd be like, yeah. Livingston Taylor, like, hard to grow up with a famous parent. It's hard, really hard to grow up with a famous
guy.
This
guy has seen fire and rain, so that would...
doesn't it look like
this guy has smoked fire and rain.
Look like we've got a still midway through the sentence of him saying, the fuck did you say to me? It's midway through.
You mean to tell me...
Excuse me!
By the way, he's white. Did someone say 40 yet? No one said 40. Hey, Judd Apatow. This is 40.
Okay. This is 40. This is 40.
I said 48. Jay, you say 40. Allison, you said 34. And Nate, 42. Dan.
Right. Okay. One of you is 1 year off.
Okay. So
would anyone like to adjust up or down?
I'm going to adjust down to 47.
Okay.
I'm going to adjust down to 39.
Okay.
I would adjust you guys. What do you guys think?
I got to adjust. Yeah. So I'll say 43.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go 35.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will find out how old Jeffrey D. Wayne Cannon is. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Nate Fridson, Allison Klemp. Let's first of all tell people how to follow you before we get to this gentleman's age.
JDC.
Tell people how to follow you and pick up your merch, CDs, where they can see you, all kinds of stuff. Let us know. Start with you, Allison.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can follow me at Allison Klemp, AllisonKlemp. On all social media, and you can check out my podcast, The Tableverse. It's a really fun RPG podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
In another world where there is no
COVID,
current administration, no former administration, there's no COVID. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? Doesn't that sound nice?
So nice.
Hell yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
A little preview of the, you know, space hotel we're going to have. Gunslingers in space, very Guardians of the Galaxy vibes.
I love it. Awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. Check that out. We've been on a little COVID hiatus, but we're going to start recording again soon.
Awesome.
So that'll be exciting.
Nice.
Love it. Nate.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Nate Fridson, NateFridson. And
you're a great follow.
Thank you kindly. And then for all kinds of, angry jokes, and then also opinions about Detroit sports that nobody cares about. That's what you want. You come to Nate. You come to at Nate Fridson. I'm angry about a lot of things.
Your album is so good.
Also my album. Thank you very much.
Yeah, best guy so far.
Best guy so far.
Pick it up on iTunes, Spotify.
I hear it's on Pandora.
Nice.
It's
great. I hear. And you really opened up something with that.
Okay. You too.
That's horrible. Stop it. All right. We should mention that. This will be on. Okay. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Before our, we're doing stand up and a live Cheap Seats. How about that? We've never done that. We figured, you know what? Let's do it in the pandemic with Nowhere Comedy Club, which we love. So March 20th, we're going to do stand up and then we're going to do, we found the clip. You ready for the clip? We're going to mention, let's
the
say
clip
what it
is. Michael Jordan playing basketball against Charlie and Martin Sheen.
Oh my God.
The announcer is Dick Van Patten. Do you know it? Nate's nodding.
It's so good. It's so good. I can't wait to rip that whole clip a new asshole.
I'm just going
to
tell you that the Sheens are wearing what is like if someone came from a different planet and was like, what does basketball clothing look like?
This is what it is. They should have been the aliens from Space Jam.
Need to get tickets for that. Where can they get tickets?
At eventbrite.com. And while you're there, we're doing a live Dumb People Town on April 10th. It's going to be the Honey Dumb. Ryan Sickler, one of our favorite guests on the show, and he does a great podcast, The Honeydew, and the band The Cactus Blossoms from Minneapolis. They are a throwback, old school, Hank Williams Sr. It's Hank Williams without the racism. It's fun. So that's going to be great. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Yep. And then Daniel Van Kirk.
Oh, yeah. On the 19th, we're doing Pub Trivia Night. And then also on the 27th is the next live Pen Pals. All that stuff's at danielvankirk.com. Plus, when we're playing bingo in April, just come hang. It's a really good
time. It is such a good hang. And let's get back to this. So we saw Jeffrey D. Wayne
Cannon.
And he does not look like a D. Wayne at all. Let's just be
straight
up. It's a
family name. You know it's a family name.
So we were trying to guess his age, and the ages that we came after the 1 year, One Direction. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can remember everybody. So Allison said 35. Nate went up to 43. Mm-hmm. I went down to 47.
Mm-hmm. I went to 39.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Halfway through this story, there's still more fun stuff to happen, but I will tell you now that Jeffrey D. Wayne Cannon is 41 years old.
Oh, I went the wrong
way. Two of you.
We could have both gone opposite ways instead.
Yes.
Jesus. Dang. Right in the middle. 41.
A subsequent search of the suspect's car revealed a half full can of Busch Light. You know, he was mad about that. And that was in the cup holder.
Let me finish.
number. Yeah. You already
got me. It's my rights.
That's his like Point Break moment. Where am I going to go, man? Eugene, let me finish the beer, man.
You're not going to drink it.
You already took my keys.
Yeah. I can't even back up any farther. Your goddamn car, which I allegedly may or may not have hit.
I don't know what. How
do I know you didn't hit my car?
That's right.
Because you want my beer. It's just a shakedown, man.
How do I know the world didn't roll you into me?
They found the half can of Busch Light along with a number of other empty beer cans and a baggie in the center. You never want to have a baggie. A baggie in the center containing cocaine, according to investigators. Nice. This guy. The cops are coming, man. They're pulling you over, and you just leave beer in the center console and Coke.
By the way,
beer is this 1977?
Also, if you have beer in the center console and Coke, don't drive 80 or 90 in your Jetta.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Maybe he was going for like goodwill. You know, it's like, well, if I just leave it out, then certainly he won't mind that I have a bag.
Half the time you get arrested because you act like you did something wrong.
Right.
Act like this is normal,
they're going to be on my side. Yeah.
You think that half drunk beer is bad? Wait till you get inside the center council. Wait, what am I saying?
When asked why he was doing all this, quote, Mr. Cannon explained that he planned to party with a friend this weekend. No shit. I think you are the friend, D-Wayne.
Yeah.
You're partying with yourself.
I love the idea of a guy who is driving around with cocaine. Like, there will be some of this left this weekend. I will definitely have this cocaine still.
Because you know what's the least believable.
Of him having plans.
Right. This is a guy who doesn't plan anything ever.
That's just looking at his sweatshirt. Most people on coke do is they ration things out.
A field sobriety test was conducted. Oh, go ahead, Allison.
Oh, I was just like, he's like, oh, I got to pencil you in. I'm kind of full on set.
It's really tight. Can we push? Yeah. Can we push to next Friday?
You know, let's circle back. Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry, assistant. Can I bump you? I'm going to bump you. Check in with my assistant, and then she'll set you up for next week.
I got to bump you to next week.
A field sobriety test was conducted, and Cannon later provided a breath sample, which returned a blood alcohol content above the legal limit. When asked how he thought he did on the sobriety test, I love stuff like this.
I got an A.
Cannon told the deputy, not good. How do you think you did? But again, Allison's right here. He should have said, I don't know. I'm not here to judge myself, because you don't want any of this on tape. Right.
I didn't see the test happen. I don't know what the test happened.
I didn't know the test even happened.
You said the test happened. Right. That's fine.
It's racially biased. That test is biased. You know that.
I can't really judge, because when I had a DUI and crashed my car, I blew a .08, and my actual reaction was, so I'm good? .07. Very much not good.
No.
Please go into that jail cell.
Oh, God. How long were you in jail for?
The night.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe that's the story we talk about with them.
He said he was not good. The sheriff asked him to peg himself on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of intoxication. What number do you guys think
he gave himself?
Jeffrey Dwayne Cannon gave himself on a scale of 1 to 10.
10 is really intoxicated, and one.
Again,
is.
Allison's just put it in my head. This lawyer, this like PD, who's like, stop answering this cop's questions.
Don't.
Do not say you were bad at the field sobriety. Don't rate your level of drunkenness.
Don't do it, because it will be used against you in a court of law.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you guys think he gave himself?
He gave himself.
He gave a 6.
I'm going to say he was one of these really enthusiastic people who's like, I'm an 11.
That's a good one. All right, Jay, what do you think?
I think he was an 8.
Okay.
I think he was a 7. He's okay. Like, man, I'm.
All of our Patreon people who are watching this show live along with us, if you're a member of the Patreon, you can get a perk like this too, where you're getting like a live mini show.
It's so fun.
We do it just for you. And you can hang out. Get your answers in the chat right now. Mm-hmm. Because at a scale of 1 to 10, he pegged himself at A four.
Yeah.
I think that's a great number. You know,
so
you're
optimistic.
Drunk. You know you're drunk, but you're not saying it's obvious. It's obvious you've been drinking.
Less than half.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a 4. Drank less than half the beer.
It should also be noted that deputy said his car had a sticker on a back that says, and I'm going to share this with you and read it at the same time. Here's the picture. Not drunk, avoiding potholes.
Hey.
This is a real sticker he already had on what Jason correctly called was a 1990s Volkswagen.
Yes, it is.
He also has like Mickey Mouse peering over the side of the thing.
Oh, it gets better. Here's another picture.
Not drunk, avoiding potholes.
Here's another picture.
Mickey Mouse.
This is the car. He has another sticker on the right side that says one less Prius. And then he has another sticker.
I don't even get that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means
still the same.
Hey, I got this car, so there's one less goddamn Prius on the road.
Yeah. I'm
unless,
supporting.
Like, when he got this car, he also torched a Prius and shoved it into the lake.
Look, I don't mean this in a negative way, but just looking at this car and these like stickers, this guy loves a perfect circle.
He's also
absolutely. He's a big Maynard fan.
He always has a dirty bumper. Too. I'll say this about him. Spoiler alert, there is a spoiler.
Okay. There is a spoiler.
But whichever one of you called it, the Disney sticker does feel way out of place.
Right?
It does.
What were you going to say, Nate?
I love not drunk avoiding potholes. This is like a tip your idiot friend gives you.
Yes.
Like, you know, if you have this,
right.
You can get out of stuff.
Yeah, they'll just see that. They'll see that.
You declared you're not drunk.
Three things. They can't arrest you if you do that. Put the sticker on the back of your car. Always say you're an under 5 if they tell you how drunk are you. Rate yourself.
Say it's number 4.
You're under 5. Just say 4.
Guys, you know, when I used to be a federal agent, Jack Phillips, my boss, told me a story on like how to get out of tickets.
Really?
And he was like, Daniel, here's the deal. Don't ever tell someone I'm a federal agent. Don't try and show them your badge. Yeah. I will tell you this. Keep your ID behind your badge, so you have to take out the badge to show your ID.
Then
I'm like, well, what if I don't have my badge on? He's like, here's what you do. Don't say, because he was like a 20-year state trooper.
Sure.
So he was like, don't say I know a cop. Don't say, oh, my boss was a state trooper. What you say is, whatever they say to you, you say you get told that a lot. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, I pull you over. I go, okay. He goes, no, we're going to act it out. I'm like, all right. Yeah, whatever you say, Jack. So then I'm like, okay. And he's like, no, you pull me over. I go, okay. So I go,
sir,
you know how fast you were going? He goes, you know what? My boss is always telling me through here I should never go fast. And then I go, okay, cool. And he's like, yeah, he told me there's going to be, now if you're lucky, they'll ask you,
who's your boss?
Uh-huh. And then they've asked you.
And you just say, Tony Danza.
to give this information. Never worked.
Okay.
Never. I got pulled over twice. Both times. I was like, my boss is always telling me that. They're like, you should listen to your fucking boss.
He's an idiot. Yeah, get out of here. <Here's your>
Okay. We're going to come to it. Here we go.
Yep.
We will leave you guys with this.
Yes.
What was the blood alcohol content of Jeffrey D. Wayne Cannon?
So we have an experienced person. Allison, you blew a 0.08, which is that is the minimum legal limit of what
that
you
might be
have.
The most anyone who's been on Dumb People Town has blown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No way.
I'm kidding. No, there's definitely people have blown more. There are people who have blown like a 0.28, and you're like, is that just pouring straight vodka through the breathalyzer?
No, I'm saying guests within the show, not people on the show.
Okay.
So how drunk was he? What do you guys think?
He didn't think he did well.
Say 0.22.
0.22. Okay. Nate.
I'm going to go 0.19.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do 0.12.
Randy says 0.12.
0.16.
0.16. Okay. I can tell you this. One of you is exactly right.
Oh!
I love this when it happens. It's the live episode. So now we get to play the game within the game. Welcome to Westworld.
Who do you think is exactly right? You want to stick to your
guns?
Stick
to yourself, or did you get a good vibe off somebody else, or do you think you can read me?
It's getting tense in Bushwick.
Okay, Nate's sticking with himself.
No, 1 point.
Okay, good for you. 0.22, 0.19, and I think it's me, 0.12.
I say it's me, 0.12.
Everyone's sticking.
Okay, everybody's sticking.
0.12 is way too low.
Get your answers in that chat, or in your cubicle, or your work from home office that I imagine most of you are in these days. Mm-hmm. I will also remind you that if you're a Patreon member, you can hear some bonus content, because right after this, we're going to get to hear a dumb
story. Someone said 0.21. Someone said 0.21.
Okay, that was somebody's direct guess. They can also get in who they think is right, because I will tell all of you. He was arrested on charges of felon in possession of a firearm, DUII. I don't know what DUII is. And possession of a controlled substance.
Driving while incredibly intoxicated. Yeah. So then I'm now going to switch to Allison now.
Okay, ready? Jeffrey, D. Wayne Cannon.
Blue.
A 0.22.
Oh!
Crush City.
Should go with the one person who had experience with this stuff.
Well done, Allison. That's impressive. I don't remember the last time we had someone guess exactly the blood alcohol.
Ooh,
content.
That's so good. It's so hard to guess.
Something of a specialty of mine.
It's something to be proud of.
It really is. It's something to be brought up at your wedding.
This is amazing.
Probably move to New York.
Right? Where you don't have to drive. This is awesome. You guys are the best. Thank you for doing this. Flew by super fast.
Yeah.
Thank you to our Patreon fans who are watching this show. And we love you guys so much. And I hope you have a great weekend. And
follow these guys on social media. They're great follows. And support Nate's CD. And just, you know, these are up and coming comics.
And Allison's podcast.
And Allison's podcast. Yeah. Please, both.
Do it.
Yep. Buy Nate's CD because we have a wedding to pay for.
That's right.
Really,
and
help us.
And support our podcast. And these are up and coming comics. It's a great way to support them. So, and we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.